Let's begin.
In the small town of Millfield, the local Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, struggling to maintain its allure, introduced a vintage arcade machine as a new attraction. The machine, an old-fashioned boxy cabinet with faded paint and flickering screen, was placed in a corner of the arcade area. The protagonist, Luke Patterson, a 19-year-old arcade enthusiast and part-time employee at Freddy's, was immediately drawn to it. Luke, with his messy brown hair, glasses perched on the bridge of his nose, and a love for all things retro, was intrigued by the machine's classic design and unknown origin. The game, titled Fazbear's Fright, promised a nostalgic trip into the lore of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. From the first play, Luke noticed something off about the game. Its graphics were unusually advanced for its apparent age, with hauntingly realistic renditions of Freddy Fazbear and the other animatronics. The gameplay was eerily immersive, drawing Luke and other players deeper into its virtual world. However, as players engaged with the game, they began to experience unsettling effects. Luke started having vivid, disturbing hallucinations of being inside the game, pursued by the animatronics in a never-ending maze of pizza parlor corridors. These visions blurred the lines between reality and the digital world, leaving Luke and the players disoriented and frightened. Concerned, Luke decided to investigate the arcade machine's origins. His search led him to Mr. Harmon, an elderly collector of arcade games and former employee of the company that created the Fazbear Entertainment Machines. Mr. Harmon, with his wealth of knowledge and a cautious demeanor, revealed the machine's dark history. The arcade machine, he explained, was a prototype developed by a group of programmers who were fans of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. They aimed to create the most realistic and immersive Fazbear experience. However, during its development, a tragic incident occurred. One of the programmers disappeared under mysterious circumstances, and the machine was thought to be lost. Until now. Armed with this knowledge, Luke realized the game might be cursed, its programming intertwined with something unexplainable and sinister. He enlisted the help of Sophie, a fellow employee and budding software developer. Sophie, with her sharp intellect and curious nature, helped Luke delve into the game's code. Their investigation revealed hidden layers within the game, including cryptic messages and strange symbols that seemed to hint at the missing programmer's fate. The deeper they probed, the more the game resisted, its characters acting out against Luke and Sophie in their hallucinations. Determined to end the nightmare, Luke and Sophie devised a plan to reprogram the game, to break whatever hold it had over reality. In a tense, all-night effort, they worked on rewriting the game's code, fighting against the virtual animatronics that seemed to transcend the digital realm to stop them. As dawn broke, they executed their new program. The arcade machine flickered, its screen displaying a series of cryptic images before shutting down permanently. The hallucinations ceased, and the oppressive aura around the machine lifted. Luke and Sophie removed the arcade machine from Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, ensuring it would never be played again. The experience left them both shaken but more connected, their bond strengthened by their shared ordeal. The story of the cursed arcade machine became a legend among the local gaming community, a digital ghost story rooted in the lore of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Luke continued his passion for arcade games, but with a newfound respect for the thin line between virtual entertainment and otherworldly horror.
Let's begin.
In the shadowy outskirts of the once thriving town of Rosedale, Catherine Kate Williams, a 26-year-old elementary school art teacher, inherited an unexpected legacy from her estranged father, Robert Williams. Robert had been the CEO of Fazbear Entertainment, the company behind the infamous Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, and had passed away under mysterious circumstances. Kate, with her wavy blonde hair, creative spirit, and a past marred by her father's neglect, was ambivalent about her inheritance. Among the items left to her was an old, ornate box containing the Puppet, an animatronic known for its eerie presence in Freddy Fazbear's lore. Initially, Kate saw the Puppet as nothing more than a creepy relic of her father's twisted legacy. However, strange occurrences soon began to unfold around her. Objects in her home moved on their own. Haunting melodies filled the night air, and she felt the constant sensation of being watched. Determined to uncover the truth, Kate delved into her father's past and the dark history of Fazbear Entertainment. She discovered journals and letters revealing Robert's obsession with the animatronics, especially the puppet, which he believed possessed unique, otherworldly qualities. As Kate investigated further, the puppet began to exhibit a sinister will of its own. It appeared in different places around her house, always watching, its painted smile a mask for something malevolent. The air around it grew colder, and shadows seemed to cling to its form. Haunted by nightmares of the puppet controlling her like a marionette, Kate sought help from Ethan, a childhood friend and a local historian with a keen interest in urban legends. Ethan, tall with a calm demeanor and sharp intellect, had always been fascinated by the lore of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. Together, they pieced together the puppet's history, learning about its creation as a seemingly benign entertainer for children and its subsequent descent into an object of fear, following a series of tragic incidents at the pizzeria. The more they uncovered, the more intense the puppet's haunting became. It seemed to feed off their discovery of its past, growing more powerful. Frightening visions of the puppet's past victims began to plague Kate, each one more vivid than the last. In a desperate attempt to rid herself of the curse, Kate, with Ethan's help, decided to return the puppet to the ruins of the original Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. They believed that placing it back in its original setting might appease whatever spirit or energy possessed it. Under the cloak of night, they ventured into the decrepit pizzeria, a place where childhood joys had turned to horrors. The building groaned under the weight of its dark history as they placed the puppet on the main stage, where it had once performed. At that moment, the puppet sprang to life, its movements jerky and unnatural. A whirlwind of spectral energy erupted around it, and ghostly apparitions of children appeared, echoing laughter and cries. Kate and Ethan realized that the puppet was a vessel for restless spirits, trapped within its wooden frame. With a mixture of empathy and determination, Kate addressed the spirits, acknowledging their pain and offering them release. As she spoke, the puppet's energy intensified, then suddenly dissipated. The spirits faded away, their presence leaving the air lighter, free from the suffocating grief that had lingered. The puppet fell lifeless, its purpose fulfilled. Kate and Ethan left the pizzeria, the early morning light casting long shadows behind them. The experience left Kate with a deeper understanding of her father's obsession and a resolve to honor the memories of those lost to the tragedies of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. The story of the Puppet Master's revenge became a whispered legend in Rosedale, a tale of sorrow, redemption, and the enduring power of unresolved spirits.
Let's begin.
Urban sprawl of New Haven, a group of intrepid urban explorers discovered a chilling secret beneath the ruins of the long-abandoned Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. The group, led by Michael Mike Henderson, a 27-year-old with a passion for uncovering hidden places and forgotten stories, was drawn to the pizzeria's notorious past. Mike, with his athletic build, short-cropped hair, and natural leadership qualities, was determined to delve into the mysteries that the dilapidated building held. Accompanying Mike were his close friends. Tara, a skilled photographer with an eye for detail. Danny, a tech-savvy enthusiast with a penchant for documenting their explorations. And Lena, a history buff with extensive knowledge of local lore. The exploration began as an exciting venture into the remnants of the infamous pizzeria. However, as they delved deeper into the bowels of the building, they stumbled upon a hidden door leading to an underground laboratory. The lab was a maze of corridors and rooms filled with strange equipment, abandoned experiments, and hybrid animatronics, unlike any they had seen before. As they navigated the lab's eerie passageways, the group discovered unsettling notes and recordings left by the lab scientists. These revealed twisted experiments aimed at merging animatronic technology with organic material, an effort to create the ultimate entertainment experience. The results, however, were grotesque abominations, half machine, half creature, trapped in perpetual suffering. The atmosphere of the lab grew increasingly oppressive, the air thick with the residue of failed experiments and unfulfilled ambitions. The hybrid animatronics, some barely functional, others eerily lifelike, seemed to watch the group with hollow, accusing eyes. Their exploration turned to horror when the lab's security system, still operational, triggered, locking them inside. The group was now trapped, with the hybrid animatronics slowly awakening around them, their movements jerky and unpredictable. In a desperate bid to escape, Mike and his friends split up to find a way out. Tara used her camera's flash to disorient the animatronics, while Danny hacked into the lab's security system. Lena, drawing on her knowledge of the pizzeria's history, guided them through the labyrinthine complex. As they navigated the lab, they encountered the remnants of the experiments, notes scrawled in desperation, recordings of anguished voices, and the haunting presence of something unseen, watching them from the shadows. In a climactic moment, the group found the central control room. There, they deactivated the lab's security systems and unlocked the exits. But their escape was not without consequences. As they fled, the hybrid animatronics, now fully awake, pursued them in a terrifying chase through the dark corridors. The group emerged from the lab just as dawn broke, the morning light a stark contrast to the horrors they had witnessed underground. They left the ruins of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza behind, but the memories of what lay beneath it would haunt them forever. The story of Fazbear's underground lab became a cautionary tale among urban explorers, a reminder of the darkness that can lurk beneath the most innocuous places and the horrors that human curiosity can unleash.
Thank you for being here, when you have so many other options.